This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Josh Stapleton from the DBCC, and I'm chatting here with DBCC transformation expert Valeria Cabana, who is a bit of our resident chef, about some of the things that she does on a daily basis that ensures her food is to such a high standard and helps her with her results on a daily basis. So Valeria, talk to me first about what your food used to be before you were at the DBCC.
So before I was at the DBCC, I was eating healthy, but I was eating more of the carbohydrates as well. So things like pasta would be included into my daily food. And also I would eat a little bit more occasional, I suppose, chocolate.
Okay. And so how has that changed since you've been at the DBCC?
Basically, the DBCC helped me to realise what do I have to eat to be able to have energy to be doing and training and working and being 100% every day. So the foods that I changed helped me a lot to be more alert of what I'm doing, gave me more energy. And I just followed exactly the same thing on MDS, what our clients follow through.
Good. So I know that you have very busy and long days. And this is a problem for a lot of people, an obstacle that they sometimes struggle with. So what kind of strategies help you to plan all of your food so that you can eat well throughout the whole day without having to cook in advance for every meal?
The key with it is knowing what you're going to have. So I would, before I go to the shop, I think about what meals I would eat through the week. And then write down ingredients that I need, and then get all the food sorted and I'd prep. So on Sunday, routine starts off with prepping the food in the morning. So all my meat, so I prep about 3 or 4 days in advance. So I would have my lunch and dinner sorted. So the key is the prep with the food, and even down to chopping things and sometimes freezing them. That helps as well. So you can just get it out of the freezer, your chopped leeks or your chopped onions, and it's there as well for you to use. So it's minimizing the time with the food. And when I cook at least 2 or 3 meals in one go. So I'll be doing one meal, and then while I do the other meal, it's already in the oven. On top, you've got the other meal going on. So a bit for anything in one go. So minimize the time. And the main thing is the prep and knowing what you do. And also reuse the meal. So if you had something for dinner, you can have that for lunch next day. So you can kind of like relay around it as well. So it just helps.
Okay, so a lot of planning in advance there. And that's actually something that I do also and have found to help me a lot. Now, talk to me, because I know we lunch together quite often, and I'm often quite jealous of your food. It does look and smell very nice. And on the odd occasion where you let me try some, it tastes very nice too. So talk us through some of your favourite meals that would be simple for people to cook who wanted to maybe emulate some of the things that you do.
Things that I cook, I try and use different meats. So I would have a chicken and a beef. So I try and mix it up so I don't get bored and then I'm done overeating certain things. So things that I do, maybe chicken with bacon and asparagus. I like to eat lots of green stuff too, or a nice mixed salad. Also DVC grass-fed beef burgers are beautiful, as I've got lean mince in them, and the quality of the meat is really good. And most of the time I use like chicken burgers too, as the meat is good. Things like also mint sauce, as you can eat it on its own if you make it meaty and put loads of vegetables in it. Easy to use, or you can add courgettes as a pasta too. And I just like the variety of overall adding on the spices. So if you make food, you know, taste nice and use different spices. So you got to just try things, you know, using the bacon and a bit of chorizo and adding on all the flavors. It just brings out the good kind of taste of the food. So try not to make it like bland, because then more than likely you just look at it like, it's not nice.
Okay, so you tend to eat a lot of the same foods then. So you've got your favourite recipes and you just repeat them.
Yeah, I do repeat them. So, like, I try and get at least a few red meats in, a few chicken meats in, and I eat fish, my other half doesn't. So I try and eat that maybe sometimes when I'm on lunches at work. And sometimes just strange combinations too. I do try and just play around with the food, like eggs and avocados.
Nice. And actually, as a little aside there, it's actually been scientifically proven that people in the best shape do tend to eat a lot of the same food. So don't worry if you're finding yourself eating the same foods over and over again. Like Valeria says, there's a lot of different herbs and spices that you can use to vary up the taste of your food. So use them to your advantage and make it different, and try and use a different herb or spice every time. So Valeria, if you were to give your top tip for people out there listening to this to help them improve their body composition, what would it be?
I think the best top tip is give things a go, try different recipes. Don't, you know, be a little bit more creative with your food. And also, if you're eating for the results, it's not going to happen overnight. It's one of those things that you build up. It's a habit. And if, you know, if your first time you're trying to eat healthy, you know, you get to create the habit of eating well. The things possibly... I'm lost. I'm thinking while I'm talking.
That's right.
What could it be best? What do I say? Plan in advance. Have something to follow, so you know what you're doing day by day and exactly what you're eating. If you're not prepared for the day, then you're more likely to be failing out and being reaching out for the bad food. So always have a plan in your head, even if you're out or even if you going shopping and stuff, so you've got that list in your head that you stick to the plan. So that's the key, being ready and prepped for what you're doing for the week.
Thank you very much. So that's just a short little interview with Valeria Kavanagh, who is a transformation expert at DVCC Bedford, sharing her top tips of how to improve your body composition from a few things that have helped her. So thank you very much for listening. See you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.